day to you.
Thank you. Same to you.
All right, so let's start with this matchup. You know, in fact, there's is one of two matchups today where both teams are ranked in the top 25, but this one's extra special. A number nine ranked, a ninth ranked Indiana taking on a third ranked Ohio State team. Interestingly enough, Ohio State a three touchdown favorite. Indiana, one of those special stories that we're talking about. I mean, you, when you start going back to the late 60s, the last time something has happened, you know it's special and you're having a special year. So the big question for me from your standpoint, can Indiana live up to this and make this a game today?
I think they can make it a game. Whether or not they win is a different question. If you ask anybody, you know, college football fans, anyone who covers college football, if they thought that, this game would be between two top 10 teams and they said yes, they would be lying to you, unless they're the most diehard Indiana fan out there. You know, the Hoosiers have shown signs in recent years of improvement. Last year, just, you know, an eight-win season, you know, played tough against teams like Michigan, Penn State, went to a bowl game and played Tennessee down to the wire. So, you know, a step in the right direction, I think, last year. But to say that you expected Indiana to be, you know, a top 10 team right now is just, you know, I don't think anyone could have said that, I guess. Really, I think that the Hoosiers have benefited from some other teams, especially in the Big Ten, being down. But this is a good team, no question about it. And I think it's probably the best team Ohio State has faced this year. Michael Penix, the quarterback, is playing at a very high level. He's got a group of receivers that are talented. And this defense is exotic in the way they bring blitzes and things like that. So it's certainly going to be a challenge for Ohio State. And I think test the Buckeyes probably more than any game yet this season. But I think when it all comes down to it, Ohio State still has more talent, especially depth in talent. And I think that's probably what wins out. But, you know, I would not be surprised at all if this game goes into the fourth quarter with the game kind of in doubt.
You know, coaches will never admit this, but a week, or actually coming up on Tuesday night, will be our first unveiling as far as the College Football Playoff Committee's poll. Is this something that Ohio State is really concerned about? I mean, they understand that as long as they take care of business, they're going to be one of those teams. But right now, you're talking about probably number two or number three seed, and they would certainly love to be able to be in a position to be the number one seed. But I don't know if that necessarily means that much this year. If you think about right now, if you're the four teams are Alabama, Ohio State, say Clemson, along with Notre Dame, does it really even matter anyway?
To answer your first question, I don't think that's something Ohio State is thinking about. Just given the way this season and even the off season went, you know, trying to make sure they're going to play at all, last week having a game canceled, I think they're just focused on, you know, playing as many games as possible right now and you know, handling their business as best they can. I think that's even more important in this season when not every week is promised. And, you know, there was only an 8-week season in the Big Ten and anyway, and now Ohio State at most will play seven regular season games. So I'm certain that they are aware that the rankings are coming out and they will be aware of where they stand in them. But as you pointed out, Ohio State knows as long as it handles its business, they'll be in that final four. I think, you know, you figure out the matchups and whatnot when they come out and don't worry so much about that until it happens. But yeah, I mean, they're definitely aware of what's going on and they were, you know, made it very clear in the off season, especially before a season was announced, that a national championship is the goal for this team. So being in that Final Four is certainly a priority. It's just, you know, got to get there first. And I think that's kind of the approach that they're taking.
You know, as great as the stories are with regards to, you know, watching Northwestern and Indiana, the other side of that, I mean, look, there's some great football traditions out there. You know, this year is 151st year of college football. I bring it up because two teams that were supposed to be good are certainly not there. I mean, Penn State, they're the first team to go 0-4 as a preseason top 10. You have to go all the way back to 1984, a Pittsburgh squad. So here's Penn State, 0-4, just for the second time in program history, 2001, the only other time. And then you got Michigan. 1-3 after the 49-11 beatdown by Wisconsin. It's their worst four-game start since 1967.
Yeah, it's been a crazy, you know, year in the Big Ten. Things are kind of flipped upside down. If you look at what a lot of the prognostications coming into the season are. You still have Ohio State and Wisconsin, obviously, up near the top or at the top of the division standings, but you have Michigan, Penn State, and even, you know, Minnesota team that won 11 games last year, and a lot of people thought would build off that, or is at the bottom of the West Division in the Big Ten. So it's been a very strange year for sure. You know, I think in Michigan's case, you have a team that obviously the expectations outweighed where this program is. I think that, you know, the talent probably isn't as high as everyone expects from Michigan these days. You know, some of the recruiting misses and things like that. And the biggest thing for Jim Harbaugh is finding a quarterback. And he was supposed to have that guy multiple times in his coaching tenure at Michigan. And this year it was Joe Milton. And he's been good, not great. And I think some of that has to do with not having the normal start to the season, the normal preseason, things like that. At Penn State, I think, you know, just the guys that opted out, guys that are injured, guys that had, you know, their running back Journey Brown had to retire from football due to a medical issue. It's just caught up to them. You know, you eventually run out of top talent. And, you know, to be honest, watching them play the last 2 weeks, I wonder a little bit if the loss to Ohio State in week two after losing to Indiana in week one kind of took the air out of their sails. You know, in an 8-game season, after fighting to get ready and everything, you lose the first two games, and especially the big one to Ohio State. What are you playing for now? You're behind the eight ball in the Big Ten. College football playoff hopes are out of the window, and you know, I wonder if maybe a little bit of okay, well, this season's over. You know, we don't have much to play for has kind of taken hold there in Happy Valley.
And we always thought that that could be a problem, you know, not just in the Big Ten. We always thought that that could be potentially a problem across the landscape as well.
Yeah, and, you know, we'll see, you know, here, I think for the most part, teams have done a good job of sticking with, you know, the normal routine and, you know, playing for each other and that type of thing just across college football. But, you know, we still have another several weeks of this, so you know, I think it's especially important with the COVID-19 situation, and obviously we're seeing more and more games canceled each week, that teams continue to be diligent and whatnot to protocols and avoiding as best possible contracting the virus. But yeah, I think that is certainly in a year like this when we weren't exactly sure what the season was going to look like, if, you know, you get knocked down early, and, you know, credit to some teams, Oklahoma, Texas, that have fought back a little bit from early season struggles. But, yeah, I think that was certainly a concern even more this year than other years.
Hey, quickly, if you got 30 seconds or so, I was talking about this earlier, just really, really getting on the case. I always say this, I don't care whatever year you bring up, if someone asked me to name the worst officiating as far as Power 5 conference, I don't even hesitate. And perception is reality, but the Big Ten, and whether we're talking about on the field, instant replay, or whatever, atrocious call last night that stole that victory away from Purdue against Minnesota.
Yeah, that was bad. Just watching it in real time, I actually had the TV on mute and had to turn the volume up just to figure out what was going on, because I watched the play on the field. Offensive pass interference was the call, and, you know, they showed it this morning on game day again from another angle I didn't see last night, and I still can't see what the call was. So
it wasn't there. He will not be able. Yeah. He will be. There'll be some kind of suspension. And I don't understand why in that case the referee can't get together and say, look, I don't know what you were looking at. It wasn't there. You know, you can overrule if you're the referee. That's just poor communications. I wouldn't be shocked to see that entire crew get penalized and suspended for a week.
Agreed. It was one of the worst calls I've seen in a college football game. And, you know, I was at Ohio State and Clemson last year when there were some bad calls in that game. The Buckeye fans will argue those calls were worse, but I would say that this was one of the worst I've seen for sure. There's really just no explanation for what was called.
All right, before we let you go, remind the listeners the best ways to keep up with your coverage of Ohio State and the Big Ten.
Yep, I'm on Twitter at @_Pat_Murphy. Our stuff at Bucknuts you can find at Bucknuts.com through the 247 Sports Network, and our Twitter handle is @Bucknuts247.
thank you so much. Have a great weekend, Patrick, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Thank you. You too. I appreciate it.